Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Well, the last enemy is death, and Jesus has conquered death for you and for me. This is Steve Clark, and I've been taking the daily inspirations from 1 Samuel. Yesterday, we looked at the contrast between the wicked sons of Eli, who wanted to please themselves and to just live in their own lusts and carnal desires, and the giving sacrificial actions of Elkanah and his wife Hannah, giving their firstborn son Samuel to the Lord. What a contrast there in those few verses that we looked at yesterday. And we looked at how God wants us to be giving and sacrificial in what we do for Him, because we love Him. Well, today we're in 1 Samuel chapter 2, and I'm going to start with verse 22. It says, Now Eli was very old, and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel, and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he said unto them, Why do you such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all this people. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear. You make the Lord's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. Okay, so here we have Eli is a very old man, and his sons are grown, and they're doing wicked things there at the temple and in their lives, and he rebukes them, but they didn't listen to him. They hearkened not to his voice, and I don't know how much he rebuked them before, or if it's just, you know, he's finally getting around to trying to rebuke them, but he could have done even more than just rebuke them. He could have pulled them out of the service of the Lord. He could have even had them stoned to death according to the law. And he could have done many different things there, but he just allowed them to continue to do their wicked things in the temple and that. And some of it was because he was getting the benefit of those, some of those things, when they were getting the meat and the fat and all of those the good parts that they weren't really supposed to get at that point. As we talked about yesterday, there was a certain thing that they could do when they got the meats from the sacrifices, but there's things that they shouldn't do, and they were doing the things they shouldn't do. And Eli was also getting a part of that, and it made him very heavy, very fat. He was a fat man. We can see that. And the Lord, your God here, shows several places that. And it was, you know, the lust of his own flesh, I think, is what was going on here. So they didn't hearken to the voice of their father. And verse 26 says, And the child Samuel grew on, and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. So here we have the contrast again between these wicked sons of Eli and this child, Samuel, who was getting older now, and he was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. God was raising up this young man for the Lord, for the work of God here. Verse 27, And there came a man of God unto Eli, and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father when they were in Egypt, in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer unto my altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? So he's talking about Aaron, making Aaron the priest there, the tribe of Levi, being the priestly tribe, and all the provision that he gave for him. Verse 29, Wherefore tick ye at my sacrifice and at my offering, which I have I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. And so here this man, this prophet, we don't know his name, it's not recorded in the Bible, I don't think anywhere who this was, but he came to talk to Eli and to give him a word from the Lord. And this is what the Lord had said, that he honored his sons above God, and he's made himself fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel. Verse 30, wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And so God is telling him here that it's not well with his family and with Eli there, because they have not honored God, but they've honored themselves, and God is not going to honor them. And so he says in verse 31, behold, the days come that I will cut off thine arm and the arm of thy father's house, that there shall not be an old man in the house, in thine house. And so, and he goes on and he talks about that, how he's going to judge the house of Eli for the wickedness. And he said, this, verse 34, this shall be a sign unto thee that shall come upon thy two sons, on Hophni and Phinehas, in one day they shall die, both of them. So this is the judgment that God's going to bring upon them. And he's foretelling Eli. He's telling Eli ahead of time that this is what's going to happen. I think God tells people ahead of time things that are going to happen so they can repent, so they can turn to God and to repent and turn from their wicked ways. But here in this case, it doesn't seem like they did. And so here I want us to see that what God said about Eli was that he honored his sons above God, and he made himself fat with the chiefest of all the offerings. You know, I've seen many parents take up the side of their children when it's obvious that the child was wrong, even when they're little and they're playing on the floor with other children and stuff, and they'll sometimes take up the side of their children, you know, when they're squabbling over a toy or something, and they'll do. I've seen parents do various things, and I've also seen parents as the children become teenagers, that the parents will compromise their beliefs, and they'll allow things in their home, and they'll allow things to come in that their young people, their teenagers or whatever, will want to do, because, you know, they don't want to displease them, or they don't want to, I don't know what, they don't want to lose them or something. So they take this ground of compromise, and they start going down this road that's not good. And you know, I've seen that over and over in different homes. And my encouragement, this daily inspiration, I'd like to inspire and encourage you not to go down that way, not to go down the way of Eli in honoring your son above God or above his word. Or, you know, and there's, it happens over and over again. It happens in the plain circles. It happens in other churches, in all kinds of different situations. And it's not good. And God is going to bring judgment. And so that's my encouragement today in this daily inspiration, to just have you think about some of these things. And in Matthew chapter 10, it says here in verse 37, it says, this is Jesus' words, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. So that's my encouragement today out of this lesson out of 1 Samuel, that we would not honor our sons or daughters. We wouldn't not honor them or take up their side over God or over anything else. That we need to do it in a loving way. We need to be able to guide and direct our children. And if they're not going to listen, well, then there's other consequences that will happen. But my encouragement to us today is to really consider what God says here about Eli and his sons, and what Jesus said here about loving son or daughter more than him. So let's love the Lord with all our heart, keep his commandments, fear God and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man, as it says there in Ecclesiastes. So thank you for listening today. God bless you, and ponder those thoughts.